MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovart. Almost 8,000 acres of public land in Lee and Eddy counties could be rented to the oil and gas industry for drilling in the Permian Basin next July. The Bureau of Land Management holds quarterly lease auctions each year. The BLM sought public input on the 17 proposed parcels, 3 in Lee County and 14 in Eddy County, for its planned July 2025 lease sale. About 93%, or 7,301 acres, of the proposed lands are in Eddy County, while 480 acres are in Lee County. The United Way of Eddy County is collecting Roswell flood donations of specific items 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. through Thursday at two locations, at the United Way of Eddy County office, 116 South Canyon Street in Carlsbad, and the Artesia Chamber of Commerce at 107 North 1st Street in Artesia. Only the following donation items will be accepted: trash bags, bleach, rags, rubber gloves, water, and fans. A federal appeals court upheld on Tuesday a conviction against former Otero County Commissioner Coy Griffin for illegally entering the U.S. Capitol grounds on January 6, 2021. A panel of the Circuit Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia upheld the 2022 conviction against Griffin in a 2-1 decision. Separately, Griffin has been banished from public office for, quote, aiding an insurrection, unquote, at the U.S. Capitol under a state district court ruling. The U.S. Supreme Court in March refused to hear an appeal of the ruling. And Chantel Phelps has been appointed as the new principal of Southern Heights Elementary School in Hobbs. She served as an assistant principal at Hobbs High School for the past 3 years and holds double bachelors of science in biology and chemistry from Louisiana Tech University, a master of arts in teaching secondary education from McNeese State University, and a doctorate in education and leadership in healthcare from Nebraska Methodist College. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.